Breaking news on KSL. Let's go right to a Coast Guard news conference in Baltimore after the bridge collapse.
So I'd like to announce tonight that based on the length of time that we've gone in the search, the extensive search efforts that we've put into it, the water temperature, that at this point we do not believe that we're going to find any of these individuals still alive. And so this evening at about 7:30, we are going to suspend the active search and rescue efforts. Coast Guard's not going away. None of our partners are going away, but we're just going to transition to a different phase. And so I'm going to turn it over to Colonel Butler, please.
Good evening, and thank you all for being here. To echo the Admiral's comments here, we really appreciate the support from the community to all the first responders here. We appreciate your patience and allowing us to do the best job possible and get the information as it comes up. At this point, as the Admiral said, we're going away from the search and rescue portion to a recovery operation. The changing conditions out there have made it dangerous for the first responders, the divers in the water. We will still have surface ships out overnight. At 0600 hours tomorrow, we are hoping to put divers in the water and begin a more detailed search to do our very best to recover those six missing people.
Thank you. With that, we have time for just a few questions. We know there's a lot of questions that still have to be answered, and we do have time for just a few. So if we could take a few, please.
So do we think it's still just six? There's talk of maybe other cars on the bridge?
All the information we have is it's six individuals.
Got it.
Yes, sir.
Can you go into detail about how difficult this might be for the recovery phase of this one? Like, what kind of challenges are you up against?
Well, I'll start by saying I'm going to turn it over to the experts on diving. I'm not an expert on diving, but we've got very difficult water temperatures. You have structures from the bridge that are in the water that can move with the tides and currents, making that dangerous for divers and people in the water to actually try to do recovery. And we do not want to injure any of these first responders in this recovery effort. We absolutely want to be as safe as possible for everyone involved in this. And I'll see if Colonel Bell has anything he wants to add.
Can you go into specifics about what the search and rescue entailed? Like, were there scuba divers, or was everything above water, sonar, any sort of equipment that might have been utilized over the past 12 hours?
From the outset, we moved all those resources in with dive teams from various state, local, and agencies. We also use sonar. We're doing our very best in some very difficult times and difficult conditions, which is why we're making that transition now. The last thing we want to do is put divers in the water with changing currents, low temperatures, very poor visibility, and so much metal and other unknown objects in the water. All it takes is one object to strike an individual, and all of a sudden we have a first responder trying to recover another first responder. I think at 0600 we'll find ourselves in a better position to understand the dynamics of what we're dealing with and to address the issue in a much safer manner.
Did the authorities have six IDs now, and have those victims each been contacted, those families, I should say?
I can't speak on that. That's still in the investigative portion of this.
Can you speak to some of the difficulties in actually retrieving the remains? Have any remains
All of that is unknown at this point, and as I said, we have to cease operations. We can't start again until we can assure the safety of those divers and the rescue personnel that are going to participate in this. If we look at how challenging it is at a simple motor vehicle crash to extract an individual, I'm sure we can all imagine how much harder it is to do it in inclement weather, when it's cold, under the water, with very limited to no visibility.
A live news conference from Baltimore. This is the Coast Guard officers speaking. The water is an average 50 feet deep in Baltimore Harbor. Our coverage continues.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
It's 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 50 degrees. KSL's top story is the developing news. Six construction workers who were on the Baltimore Bridge this morning are now presumed dead.
So I'd like to announce tonight that based on the length of time that we've gone in this search, the extensive search efforts that we've put into it, the water temperature, that at this point we do not believe that we're going to find any of these individuals still alive. And so this evening at about 7:30, we are going to suspend the active search and rescue effort.
On the East Coast, it is 7:30. The Coast Guard says they're transitioning to a new phase. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Coast Guard saying that searchers will be back in the water tomorrow when the conditions are safe. But this river will also be shut down for quite some time. Clearing the debris of the nearly 2-mile-long Francis Scott Key Bridge means business in Baltimore has come to a halt. Senator Ben Cardin telling ABC News the Biden administration is aware of the impact that this accident is going to cause.
The supply chain is going to be disrupted. Getting product to market is going to be more difficult. And, of course, those are not going to have a paycheck because the Port of Baltimore is closed.
The entire span of that bridge fell into the river. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today about a pill that's been on the market since 2000, the abortion pill, and the group that opposes abortion rights brought the latest suit claiming the drug is unsafe. But abortion rights advocates like Brittany House say it's not, that is not the issue.
These people in the Supreme Court and anti-abortion groups want to tell me what to do with my body again. We have talked about how safe mifepristone is over and over again.
Mifepristone is used in more than half of the abortions in the U.S. Recently, the FDA eased restrictions on its use while also allowing it to be distributed by mail. And a British court says Julian Assange cannot be extradited to the U.S. on espionage charges unless U.S. authorities guarantee that he won't get the death penalty. The ruling is a partial victory for the WikiLeaks founder. If the U.S. doesn't file assurances, the court will grant Assange permission to appeal his extradition. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We're learning more about the hit-and-run driver who intentionally aimed his car and slammed into numerous pedestrians. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has details.
Security footage and witness testimony mentioned the same car over and over again. But it wasn't just that. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill says the driver would stalk the women beforehand and then drive past the crime scene later. Gill also says the driver would intentionally speed up without touching his brakes.
The 26-year-old suspect, On Pham, is now charged with multiple counts of attempted murder. KSL News Time 5:34. We have breaking news at KSL. The three teens accused of kidnapping and killing a Taylorsville man are now facing felony charges. Two of the 17-year-old suspects have been charged as adults. A 16-year-old suspect has not been charged as an adult as of this afternoon. Last week, Alex Franco was seen getting into a white Jeep near 38th West and 57th South in Taylorsville. 2 days later, his body was found in the West Desert. Franco was reportedly trying to buy a gun. Corey Richens is being charged with unsuccessfully trying to kill her husband weeks before the poisoning that did kill him. The courts are adding attempted aggravated murder charges to the long list that the children's book author faces over an attempt to kill her husband Valentine's Day 2022, a few weeks before he died from an overload of drugs in his system. KSL News Time 5:05.